credit card, you get guaranteed results. For free information and guaranteed results, call 1-800-652-0340 today. That's 1-800-652-0340. You can now legally get rid of your credit card debt quickly. Call 1-800-652-0340.
It's Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker. This is the time of the week when we talk about the movies that have come out. And I read Mike Schultz, our movie critic's review of the movie The Way. And I thought it made sense to have Mike here as well for this because
okay.
We are
this is
now
very
joined by the director of that movie. In fact, he's in it for a little bit as well. I don't want to give it away, but he gets killed. The Way's director, Emilio Estevez, joins us here on the show. Good morning, Emilio.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
We are doing
great.
Good. Thanks.
It's great to have you on. I'd like to begin the interview, Emilio, if I could, by giving you a little bit of career advice. And this is for free, okay?
You got it.
Here's what you need to do on this Veterans Day especially. You need to do a remake of The War at Home, but do it, like, in current day.
Well, you know, it's not a bad idea. But the only issue with that, it was hard enough to get people to see it when I made it at the time, and either it was too late or it was too early.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. That film has become all the more resonant in the last decade than it was when we made it, for sure.
Yeah, it tackles a post-traumatic stress disorder pretty brilliantly, and it deals with the Vietnam War. But I'm telling you, you put that in the modern day,
modern
make
context.
A couple of changes.
You bet.
It's an important movie. The new movie, though, is The Way. I know this is another movie that you've directed.
Yes.
And another movie with your dad, Martin Sheen.
That's right. And it's the second time we've actually played father and son. I as you mentioned, it's a much smaller role than I played in The War at Home, but that's okay. You know, I wanted to write something for Martin that. It put him in the center of the piece, and you know, he's such a brilliant actor. And I got tired of seeing him get thrown off of a roof in The Departed, or sort of the supporting guy. I wanted to see him carry a film, and I wrote this thing for him.
All right, so let's go to Mike, and this. This works out well.
It did. It's an awfully good movie, sir. I loved it, and thank you for giving your dad such a big role because I've missed him since The West Wing. I miss seeing him that often. Yeah,
he's. I think it's the best thing he's done on film since Apocalypse Now.
Oh, I agree. He's wonderful. Where'd you get the idea for the movie in the first place? Where'd that come from?
He went over to Spain. My father went over to Spain in 2003. He brought my son and. Was working as an assistant for him at the time on the West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And off they went to go check out the Camino because my dad had always wanted to see it. But they didn't have a whole lot of time, so they rented a car instead of walking it.
Which is kind of cheating.
when you only have 2 weeks and you want to see some measure of it,
right.
You have to take drastic measures. And they did. So they ended up in a town called Burgos. They checked into like a bed and breakfast. They sat down to have the pilgrim's meal. This beautiful girl walks into the room, and my son looks at her and literally falls in love. He describes it as fireworks going off. He's been living there for the last 8.5 years.
Wow, that's
incredible. They got married in 2009.
Fantastic!
And, so you know, I figured if I want to spend some time with my boy, I better figure out how to work in Spain.
There you go.
So, and my grandfather's also from Spain. He's from the north of Spain, and that's about 60 miles from where the film actually ends.
Wow.
I have a lot of roots in Spain, and my dad said, hey, why don't we go over there and make a film on the Camino? And I began to knock around some ideas and came up with this one because I kind of lost my son over in Spain as well.
Sure. Wow. It's tremendous. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. I loved it. Congratulations. It's really good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
You obviously had an interest in what your dad did for a living, and you mentioned Apocalypse Now. As an awfully young kid, or I guess a teenager at that time, did you spend time on the set of Apocalypse Now at all?
Yeah, I was there for about 6 months.
Wow.
In fact, that year, he did a not-so-good film over in Rome earlier that year called The Cassandra Crossing. I don't know if you guys remember that film.
Gonna be honest, no.
It was, literally a cast of amazing characters like Sophia Loren and Richard Harris and Burt Lancaster and Ava Gardner and O.J. Simpson was in the movie too, and there I was as a 13-year-old in Rome getting a chance to hang out with all these characters, and then later that year we went off to the Philippines, and I literally never spent a full year in school, I don't think ever. We were always on the road. We were always growing up on film sets, and it was, I got used to being uprooted, frankly. But I was also privy to being on set, to watch Coppola work, to watch Terrence Malick work. It was always inspiring and always very, very interesting.
Yeah, I guess when that's your experience watching Coppola or Malick, you're pretty well equipped to direct movies yourself, huh?
Well, it takes a little bit more, but I tell you, when you see how they do it and you see the in terms of storytelling,
mm-hmm.
and that's really what those guys are all about. It's about the storytelling. It's not about the CGI.
Right.
And it's not it's about character and storytelling and. So, you're a young kid looking at all that, you go, okay, well, that's real filmmaking. How do I get there? So I'm still working at it, right?
The Way is what, your fourth movie, fifth movie?
This is the sixth film that I've directed.
Okay, number six.
Fourth one that I've written and directed, and I'm still practicing and trying to get it right.
I'll tell you what, when I saw Men at Work the first time, I thought he'll never do a better movie than this, so... You have. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, man.
Whenever you
see... I had a few laughs on that. Charlie's very funny in it.
Whenever you see a celebrity, and I'm sure this happens to you a lot, where people want to, like, yell out lines from all the great movies that you've done.
Right.
What do you get the most of? Because if I ever saw you, like, at a shopping mall, I think I would yell out, "You wear tights?" And I bet you hear that a lot, right?
I don't get that one so much. I get, "I'll Make You Famous."
Yeah, that's a great one.
And then I get one from a movie I wasn't even in, the Will Ferrell Night at the Roxbury. I get that a lot.
I forgot about that.
In fact, I met Chris Kattan at a wedding years ago, and he said he was avoiding me the entire event.
Yeah.
Avoiding me. And finally, I walked up, and I said, do you have a problem with me? He said, "No, man, I always thought you were mad at me. Will Ferrell and I always thought you were angry at us." I said, "No." I said, "It's funny. But now, people... we'll yell Emilio across the street."
Well, we're going to let you go, and we're going to talk to Mike a little bit more about The Way and get his full review. But thanks for your time this morning. Keep up the good work, and our best to your family.
Thank you so much. Cheers to Davenport, Iowa, the home of the Big Spiderbeck Music
Festival.
Yeah,
that's absolutely right.
Swing on by some, your Emilio. We'll take good care of you.
I've been on the road going on a bus tour this last this year, and then last year I was in a road trip in my car, and I missed it by a week both times.
Look, make plans to be here this year. We'll make sure you get.
We'll get good care.
I'll
tell you what. We'll get a boat and we'll watch it from the Mississippi River.
Excellent. Okay, man. Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
Emilio
you.
Estevez, joining us here on the Dave and Darren Show. How cool was that guy?
Totally cool.
Yeah. So let's talk.
I've been
about
a fan for 20 years. Yeah, he's awesome.
You wear tights? I wear the required uniform.
I wear the required uniform. My favorite is two hits. Me hitting you hitting the floor.
Oh, that's right.
I'll always
on.
Remember that.
Right on.
Yeah,
I'll make
you
famous.
So then
not
what works then what works in the movie The Way? What's just
It is so not pushy. It is so not it's about four people who are taking this walk through Europe, and mm-hmm. everybody kind of has their own reasons for wanting to go, and they're all this kind of spiritual reckoning that they want to make. But the movie never really expresses what their journey is about for them, or even at the end whether they've gotten what they've looked for. It's all very
so
personal
person,
and very
each
private.
Character has
and
their own pace, and
they do, and it doesn't shove easy morals or answers
I was
in your
say,
face.
Because this is about a Christian pilgrimage over there in Spain. Does it beat you over the head with
not
religion,
in the least?
Or, yeah.
Not in the least. Yeah. And in fact, and it's got a really spiky sense of humor. It's really, really very funny. It's wonderful. I love that flick. Yeah, and Martin Sheen it's the best thing he's done in years. In
no
years.
Kidding. The Way.
Yeah, super good.
What else did you
see? But Gone.
But Gone, sadly.
But
yeah.
Gone, so you'll have to watch for that on DVD.
Yeah, that'll be coming up pretty soon, I would imagine.
Okay.
But it's a terrific movie. I also really liked a very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas, because I was going to. I was just predisposed to enjoy myself at
and
that
And they didn't
thing.
Let you down, huh?
They didn't let me down at all. Yeah,
I believe your
two-word
worked. Review was pretty dope.
Pretty dope.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope. It was terrific.
Now, you saw it in 3D.
I did.
Usually
it was
you hate
it.
3D.
Yeah, absolutely. But there was no way I was going to miss this one. I'm sorry. Nah. I need the smoke blown in my face, quite literally. I had a blast. It was awesome.
Harold and Kumar's
Harold
3D
Kumar
holiday.
Was a really good
all
time.
Right, so far, so good.
And then I saw Tower Heist, the one with Eddie Murphy and Ben Stiller. Which is it's just what you think it's going to be. It's a big budget, generic action comedy. But thankfully, Eddie Murphy is hysterical.
Is he?
It. When was the last time? I don't know. Nutty Professor, maybe? It's been a long time
Golden
since
Child,
he's been that funny.
And then,
but it was so cool. Being in that audience was so cool, but it's because the audience was really laughing at this thing. But the relief was kind of like, oh, thank God he's fine. I mean, you can feel the sigh in there
Please
with the
be
laughter.
Funny.
Yes, and he is.
I'd say Bowfinger would be the last thing I liked.
Bowfinger's pretty good.
Yeah. But that's him not really being, this is him being that street character that we fell in love with in the 80s, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's it. He's not doing anything he hasn't done. He didn't do 25 years ago.
Right.
But he's
It almost
great.
Feels like this movie could have been released 20 years ago.
It feels like an 80s movie.
Right. Yeah, right.
But not in a terrible way. It's just not that interesting, but it's got moments. It's got a good cast. So it's fine.
And it's basically centered around the idea of getting ripped off by corporate America, right?
Yes, exactly. So, it plays right into the cultural vibe.
Of right now.
Absolutely.
So pretty good, too, then.
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
I didn't hate it. Yeah. The only thing I did hate real fast, Anonymous, that one about did Shakespeare write his own plays?
Yeah.
Boy, tacky, stupid.
Heavy-handed?
Really heavy-handed, just silly, and with no sense of chronology. I mean, according to this thing, this guy who wasn't Shakespeare wrote Midsummer Night's Dream when he was 10, and you're like going, what?
They take liberties with everything.
They just throw anything in the pot and hope it sticks. It's terrible.
We've got some big movies opening up today.
It's a big day.
I mean, some
it
huge
starts
movies.
Till the end of the year. It kind of starts today, yeah.
You want to get started with The Immortals?
Sure.
Now, this I had no use for until I saw Tarsim as the director.
Who's this?
Tarsim? Well, you know him from... he did the Losing My Religion video. But he's done a couple of like really trippy movies.
I wish I knew.
Hang on a second, because when I tell you, you're going to be more excited about this movie.
Okay.
Because
right now it looks like 302.
Yes. Now that's the thing though. That's the genius because they're saying it's from the producers, but Tarsim is the director. All right.
Okay.
Indian director. He did The Cell.
Okay. Yeah. Good looking movie for
sure. He did The Fall.
The Fall.
Do you remember
The
Fall?
No.
But he did. The Cell was his big one. The Fall was. It got rave reviews. Here's the thing, man. It's gonna look fantastic.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Tarsim's The Immortals. It's based on Greek mythology. I've got a scene here where Theseus, played by Henry Cavill, comes face to face with the masked king Hyperion, played by Mickey Rourke.
All right.
I am Theseus!
Come closer. I have a message for you.
Why do you cover your face?
All are equal in Hyperion's midst. I myself am only a vessel for his demands, nothing more.
And he asks me by name?
Oh, indeed he does.
And how does he know it?
Theseus, there is little the king does not know. He knows that you have no father. And like him, you were cast aside by your very own people.
Does he know of my rage? Does he know that I live only to see his blood at the end of my sword? Does he know he butchered my mother?
Now that he's seen your face, he knows.
All right. The Immortals.
Give it a whirl.
Cover
opening
your face.
Today.
I'm Mickey Rourke. Have you seen me lately?
Look at me. I'm a mess.
What have I done?
I just watched, me and a buddy just watched Angel Heart again last week.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
What a great, fun movie that is.
That'll keep you up nights, that movie.
Boy, back in Mickey's heyday.
Back when you could cut out a chicken heart and people didn't get mad.
And they didn't get all upset about it.
Hell of a comeback, though, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, thank God, because he's wonderful. We missed 20 years of good Mickey Rourke stuff. Yeah, that sucks. So
also opening today, a new Clint Eastwood movie, J. Edgar, where Leonardo DiCaprio is J. Edgar Hoover. Why have they not shown him in the ladies' underpants in the trailers? Why not? That's what we're all wanting to see, right?
Yeah.
Him wearing nice little camisoles and whatnot.
Apparently it happens at one point in the movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio is J. Edgar Hoover, first director of the FBI. In this scene, Hoover's mother, played by Judi Dench, she ain't bad, she shows him her new dress.
Oh,
dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that is a nice dress. And then light
Look
bulb.
That's how it starts. Look at this dress. What do you think of that?
That might be a little too easy, isn't it?
Here, I'm going to give you this ring, but in the meantime, I'd like you to take a look at this dress. Clip here from J. Edgar, which is in theaters today.
I'd have two made. Same cup, different pattern.
and 2 suits for you. They'll be delivered on Friday.
Thank you, Mother.
It's platinum, 6 diamonds, and a star sapphire.
It's absolutely beautiful, Mother. Thank you.
I've told the whole neighborhood about you. They all know. All right. I'm so incredibly proud of you, Edgar.
They all know. Yes, we all know.
I added the sound effects at the end.
She bought the dresses for him?
Did I hear that correctly? Well, then it was fait accompli.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really...
Yeah. Had a lot of mystery as to why he started
that's not
wearing
a lot of mystery
it. Well, she bought it for me.
Dresses.
One for me and one for you. Let's be... Let's Let's be pretty,
this
son.
This is an interesting cat, so this should be...
Yeah. Reviews are quite good so far. So I'm... Yeah. I'm excited.
And there's just so much length to his career that, I mean, that's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
Is this a 4-hour movie, Mike?
No, it's 2:15 from what I understand. That's fine. Yeah. You can do that.
That's about all I can
there's
handle.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, especially if I start the movie off with a big giant Pepsi, which I will.
I always do it to myself every time.
I never learn. And then finally the big movie opening up at the by the way, we should mention this segment of the show brought to you by Rave Motion Pictures. You can check out all these movies there at Rave Motion Pictures.
Yeah, visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and then, of course, they have the IMAX.
And opening there today as well, the new Adam Sandler movie,
oh, God.
Jack and Jill.
Wow, how many months have I been dreading this day?
Oh, my Lord.
I can't even tell you. At least 4?
I can see that first preview? I can understand bypassing.
He must go.
I'm set.
Do not let Schultz off the hook on this one.
I missed Bucky Larson. I'm not doing.
Yeah,
two,
okay. All
you
right.
know,
yeah.
I got my get out of jail free
we
card
keep,
already.
We keep Channel 6 on here just to see if anything's on. We keep it on mute. And mm-hmm. and Sandler showed up on the Today Show
today,
and he looks like he's as tired of himself as we are.
Yeah,
like it's just
yeah.
like.
If that's possible.
Why are they making me drink?
He looks
movies?
Exhausted in the poster for this thing.
Right.
In the poster, I mean, even his not yeah. drag face, I mean, he just looks like, yep, I'm giving you exactly what you want.
Jack
again.
And Jill, where he plays Jack and his wacky twin sister, Jill.
Mm.
Here's a clip.
So how long does it take to get a response on one of those computer dating things? I'm new to this.
I mean, it can take a day, it can take a week, you know what I mean? For someone like her.
What was that? Why do you say... Like her?
No, someone like her, like in her 40s, still single. You know what I mean? Incredibly homely.
Wow, you hate your job, don't you?
No, I only said that because you said that one time.
I can say that because I'm her twin.
Hey, Jack, Lakers game tomorrow night. We got to make that Pacino thing happen. Everybody's really nervous around here.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what's this about a twin?
Oh, Jackie has a twin sister.
Are you kidding me? You never told me you had a twin sister.
Nah. I mean, she's
identical or fraternal?
Nocturnal, like a bat.
Okay.
Well,
what does that mean?
Right.
Swardson's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Right?
What does that mean when we're laughing
you
at
know,
the clip? Maybe it's not as awful as we think, or maybe.
Oh, but we didn't get to any of the drag stuff at all.
Maybe we've just played the best part of the movie.
But
for
no,
you.
As typical, we weren't laughing at Adam Sandler.
No,
we're
laughing at the supporting cast.
We haven't even dealt with Pacino showing up
yet.
Yeah,
and that's supposed to be pretty
Hoo-ah!
Good. That's supposed to be pretty
does
good.
Pacino,
that's all I read.
Pacino plays himself? He's playing himself.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be really, really quite funny.
And he's acting crazy. He's giving you the real caricature of.
Well, now I want to see this stupid movie.
I take a flamethrower to this place.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now I want to see... I've talked myself into seeing this stupid thing.
Oh.
These are 3 great movies, and they're all opening
Let's
today.
Let's hold off on the great for the Sandler
40.
For a while. Let's just...
40.
You know you what? Know? I'll read your reviews at rcreader.com, and then I'll make
extremely
more.
Homely.
Extremely homely. Or like a bat.
Identical or fraternal? Nocturnal, like a bat. That's
pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm going, okay.
Go into it with,
going
an,
with
open
an open mind.
Mind.
As always. I almost always do.
We've got a 4-pack of passes to give away to go see the movies. 326-ROCK, 326-1049. This is a 4-pack of movies. You can go see any of these films at Rave Motion Pictures. Dial carefully. 326-ROCK. 326-1049. Mike, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining
Such a
us
pleasure.
For the
hey,
Estevez interview.
Thank you for letting me be here for that.
That was cool.
If you missed any of that, if you missed us talking to Emilio Estevez, that'll be available for you at rcreader.com as well.
It will.
In the podcast form. We are Dave and Darren, and this is Rock.